This recording was originally made June 28th, 1977, Ira Vulgaris, at OTO headquarters in Berkeley, California. It is a recording of an extemporaneous, unrehearsed performance of the Bartzevelt Evocation. Chief Magus at this occasion was Caliph Hymenus Alpha, attended by two Minervals in the performance of the ritual. The recording has been edited. The chief variation from the text of the Bartzevelt ritual, other than differences in accessories, in this instance we did not use a human material medium, but employed instead a candlestick of iron, a candle red wax dedicated to the spirit of Mars, and a container of tobacco snuff, snuff being as tobacco, an herb sacred to the planet Mars.
The blade of iron was used for war.
Shall shield it. Fear to them who face it, their force, their fear disgrace it. The array for the Most High, the glance of his unsleeping eye. Army, army in the fray that shall be fought this dreadful day. Hail thee, Rarakwe, toward the Lord of the Aeon. Be this consecrated sword not aboard before the Lord. Guard of steel, a tongue of flame, writing an adamantine's name. The west against a host of evil, a mighty fence against the devil, a snake of lightning to destroy them that work mischief and annoy. Army, army in the fray that shall be fought this dreadful day. Hail unto thee, Rarakwe, who art the Lord of the Aeon. May this consecrated altar a sign of sure stability. Will and courage never falter, thought dissolve in deity. Let thy smile divinely curving Isis bless our dark device. Holy hawk, our deed unswerving be thy favored sacrifice. Holy him, our by vigor nerving, we have paid the priestly price. Hail, Rahur, thy rave forth rolling, consecrate the instruments, thine almighty power controlling to the event the day's events. Army in the fray that shall be fought this dreadful day. Forever in, thou art blindfolded save for that light and sight which I can give thee. So do I now bind thee, so that thou mayest be for us be subject to my will and mine alone. And since thou art without the circle and the place the triangle, the spear do I invoke upon thee the protection of Rahur Kuit, so no force either of heaven or of earth, under the earth, may act upon thee save only that force which I should invoke upon thee. Alastiam fidam. So then, I being armed and exalted to the power of the Most High, place upon thy head this drop of consecrated oil, so that the ray of God may illumine thee. I place this holy kiss upon thy neck, so that thy mind may be favorable unto us, open to our words, sensible of the power of our conjurations. And with this burin do I draw from thy breast 5 drops of blood, so that thy body may be the temple of Mars. Wherefore also I command thee to repeat after me, I submit myself to thee and to this operation. I invoke the power of Mars to manifest within me. Now, brethren, since we are about to engage in a work of so great danger, it is fitting that we make unto ourselves a fortress of defense, in the name of the Most High, Elohim. Brother of Jove and Magus, I command thee to purify the place of water. Thou, therefore, first the priest who governeth the works of fire, must sprinkle the waters of a loud resounding sea. Brother assistant Magus, I command thee to consecrate the place of fire. So when all the phantoms are vanished, and through the universe darts and flashes out holy and formless fire, hear thou the voice of the fire. Lord is my fortress and my deliverer, my God in whom I will trust. I will walk upon the lion and adder, and the young lion and the scorpion will tread under my feet. Because he has set his love upon me, and therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. Hail unto thee, Rahur Kuit, who art the Lord of the Aeon. Be this consecrated tower a place of power this fearful hour. May the names of God that gird us be our sign that he hath hears us. By the 5 unsleeping stars, ward us from the wrath of Mars. By the root of God erect, be perfect to protect. Arm me in the fray that shall be fought this dreadful day. Arise, dog of evil, that I may instruct thee in thy present duties. In the name of Horus, I say unto thee, arise! Thou art in prison. Confess thou that it is so. I have done this in the name and in the might of Horus. Except thyself thy face in might events, thou art blind and dumb and paralyzed. Thou shalt hear the curses of thy creator. Thou shalt feel the torments of my avenging wrath. Therefore be thou obedient unto me as a guard against them that hate me. Let thy jaws be terrible as a storm-parted sky. Let thy face be as a whirlwind of wrath and fury against the enemy. Arise, I say, and aid and guard me in this work of art. O thou whose head is as of cold black fire, thou whose eyes are as columns of smoke and flame, thou from whose nostrils goeth forth the breath of destruction, thou whose body is of iron and brass, bound with exceeding strength, girt with the power of awful, blind, avenging force, under my control and mine alone. Thou whose claws are as shafts of whirling steel to rip the very bowels of my adversaries. Thee I summon to my name. The name of Horus, arise, move, appear. Aid and guard me in this work of arm. Rise, dog of evil, to guard the four quarters, the abyss of the north, the abyss of the south, the abyss of the east, the abyss of the west. Rise, I say, to guard the abyss of the great deep. Be thou terrible against all them that hate me. Be thou mighty to defend me from the evil ones. At the confines of matter, at the threshold of the invisible, be thou my watcher and my guardian. Go forth the face of the dwellers of the abodes of night. The flaming sword turning every way to keep the gates of my universe. Let thy teeth flash forth. Nothing shall stop thee while thou settest thyself in my defense. In the name of Horus, rise, move, and appear. Be thou obedient unto thee. I am the master of the forces of matter. Server of the same, thy God is my name, true worshiper of the highest. In the midst of old, there came three magi from the ends of the earth to adore the fivefold star. So come we, O Lord, armed for the holy work of the evocation of Bar-Petzal, the spirit of Mars that is obedient unto the intelligence, Raphael, chosen from the seraphim who follow Kamiel, the great archangel that serveth God in his name of Elohim Gibor, a spark from thine intolerable light, Raragawit. Therefore hear thou the oath of the obligation that we assume before thee. We, Hymenaeus Alpha, turn to thee, O Lord God, by thine own almighty power, by thy force and fire, by thy glittering hawk's eye and thy mighty sweeping wings. All here in this place and now at this time do utterly devote ourselves, mind, body, and estate, at all times and all places, soever, to the establishment of thy holy kingdom. And if we fail herein, may we be burned and consumed the red eye of Mars. This our purpose is fivefold. Firstly, the kingdom of Rahu-Kweet may be established in the Aeon. Secondly, that we may succeed in that particular design of which it is not lawful to speak even before thee. Thirdly, that we may have power to help the weak. Fourthly, that we may be filled with the courage and energy of Mars for the prosecution of the great work. And lastly, that we may obtain the service of Bar-Petzal. He may be obedient unto us, thy servants, that between him and us there may be peace. And he may always be ready to come whensoever he is invoked and called forth. And because in such work it is not possible for us to do anything at all of ourselves, we have humble recourse unto thine almighty power, beseeching upon our knees thy favor and thine aid. I adore thee in the song. I am the Lord of Thebes, and I, the inspired voice speaker of Mentu, the man veils of veiled sky, the self-slain Ankh-Khafen Khonsu, whose words are truth. I invoke, I greet thy presence, Rahu-Kweet. Here the innermost show, I adore the might of thy breath, supreme and terrible God, who makest the gods in death to tremble before thee. I adore thee. Here on the throne of Ra, open the ways of the Khu, lighten the ways of the Ka. Ways of the Ka's run through, Disturb me or still me. Let it fill me. So that thy light is in me, and its red flame is as a sword in my hand to push thy order. There is a secret door that I shall make to establish thy ways in all the quarters. As it is said, thy light is mine, its rays consume me. I have made a secret door into the house of Ra and Tum. I kept Ra in a Bahop door. I am a Theban omen to the prophet Uncle Ben. I missed a mark, my breast I beat. My way shall knock, I wave my spell. Show thy star splendor, O Nuit. Bid me within thine house to dwell, O winged snake of light, Hadi. Guide with me, brother. Hail, 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 hail. Send forth the spark of thine illuminable light and force, we beseech thee, that it may appear in the heaven of Mars as the god Elohim Gibor. Away, glory of gold, O plumes of justice and stern brows of majesty. O warrior arm with spear and shield, O virgin strength and splendor of the spring, that ridest in thy chariot of iron above the storm upon the sea, who shootest forth the arrows of the moon, who wieldest the four magic weapons, who art the master of the pentagram and the blazing fury of the sun. Come unto me, thou great god Elohim Gibor. Send thy angel Cameo, the mighty, the leader of thine armies, the fiery serpents and seraphim, that he may answer my behest. O purple flame that is like unto the whirling steel of light, O strong shoulders and versatile breasts and dancing limbs, Cameo, 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 Cameo. I see thee before me, O thou great archangel. Art thou not the leader of the armies of the Lord, of the great snakes upon whose heads are triple crowns of spiritual light, whose tongues are triply forked with judgment? Bodies are like the sun in his strength, whose scales are the adamant of Vulcan. Who are slim and splendid and virginal as they rush flaming over the lashed sea. Come unto me, Cameo, thou archangel almighty, and send to me Grophiel, that great intelligence of thine, that he may answer my behest. O moon that sails on the shoulders of the sun, whose warrior body is like white hot steel, His virgin limbs and golden wings move like ripe corn at the crest of a thunderstorm. O thou that wields the sword and balances the power, Radio, 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 Radio. Come unto us, thou fired intelligence of Mars, and answer my behest. In the name of Kamiel, thy lord, I say, and tell the spirit Bartzabel that is under thy dominion to manifest within this triangle of art, and then the ruach on the material basis that is consecrated to this work, that this pure and beautiful human form is prepared for his habitation. Now I see thee, O thou dull, deceitful head, and I shall fill with wit and truth, thou proud heart, that I shall humble and make pure. Thou cold body I shall fashion into a living flame of amethyst. Thou sexless thing in whom I shall make the perfect child of Hermes and Aphrodite that is God. Thou dull ox that I shall turn into the bull of earth. Thou house of idleness wherein I shall set up the throne of justice. Come forth and manifest beyond the bars. Come forth from the palace of seraphic stars. Come, O thou Bartzabel, the sprite of Mars. Come, I unbind thee from the chains of hell. Come, I enclose thee in the invisible to be my slave, thy spirit. By the spear, the sword, the spell, come unto me, Bartzabel. By the word that opens hell, come unto me, Bartzabel. By the power of this cancer's spell, come unto me, Bartzabel. By the circling citadel, come unto me, Bartzabel. May this mind of miracle mind unto me, Bartzabel. By my work week, by Elohim Gibor, by Kamiel and the Spherum and by Hor, him and Mentu and all the gods of war, Ars and Mars and Hakaman and Thor, and by thy master great Beel, come unto me, Bartzabel. Thy mighty spirit of Madim, welcome unto us. Art thou who comest in the name of Raphael, of Kamiel, of Elohim Gibor, and of Rahrukhuit, the Lord of the Elm? I charge thee to answer and obey. How shall the kingdom of the Elm be established? Will success attend that particular design of which it is not lawful to speak? We shall obtain power to aid the weak. In what manner? Give us a sign. Give us a sign of the courage and energy of Mars that floweth and shall ever flow through us by virtue of this ceremony. Lastly, O thou spirit, Barzabel, lay thine hands upon this sword, whose point I then placed upon thine head, and swear faith and obedience unto me by Roderick Wheat, the Lord of the Eons, saying after me, I, Barzabel, the spirit of Mars, swear by the glory of him that is Lord of the Aeon, and by the might of Elohim Gabor, by the fear of Camiel and the host of fiery serpents, and by Graphiel, whose hand is heavy upon me, before whose names I tremble every day, that I will unpunctually fulfill this present charge, not perverting the censor, but obedient to the utmost said thought of the chief Magus, that I will be ever the willing servants of thee and thy company companions, a spirit of truth and force and fire. That in departing I will do no hurt to any person or thing, and in particular that the material faces shall not suffer through this ceremony, shall be purified and fortified thereby, that I will be at peace with thee and seek power to injure seek never to injure thee, but to defend, that I will be at peace with thee and seek never to injure thee.
The spirit should perhaps be threatened
because
of this attempt to change
the words.
And reverse their meaning.
Very well. I threaten thee. Never again shalt thou attempt to change the meaning, but we will defeat. And I will punctually fulfill this present charge, not perverting the sense thereof, but obedient to the utmost thought of the chief Magus, that I will be ever the willing servant of thee and thy companions, a spirit of truth and force and fire. That in departing I will do no hurt to any person or thing, and in particular that the material basis shall not suffer through this ceremony, but shall be purified and fortified thereby, that I will be at peace with thee and seek never to injure thee, but to defend thee against all thine enemies and to work eternally for thy welfare. Finally, that I will be ready to come unto thee to serve thee whensoever I am invoked and called forth, whether by a word or a will, of this great and potent conjuration of magic art. Shine perpetually in thy darkness, let his force eternally brace up thy weakness, and let his blessing be upon thee forever and forever. Let his blessing be upon thee forever and ever. Now, thou spirit Barzabel, since thou didst come at my behest and swear faith and fealty unto me by the Lord of the Aeon, I license thee to depart in peace with the blessing of the Lord, and at such time as I have need of thee. Thank you. behind me.
The following is a brief excerpt from a meeting of OTO in Berkeley in which the Caliph speaks about ritual, especially about old ritual and a number of other things of interest. The meeting took place July 12th, 1977, Irvo Geras.
We're going to be doing all kinds of rituals, both by Crowley and by others. I am one of the people who believes that probably more harm has been done to the Thelemic trip by a misinterpretation of the words of the Book of the Law that the rituals of the Old Time are black. Now, many people say, therefore, since the rituals of the Old Time are black, you can't do anything that happened before 1904. That's a crock of horseshit. Because you simply automatically deprive yourself of a fantastic learning experience. For example, take the Golden Dawn rituals, for example. In regard to Golden Dawn, and we're very much indebted to Francis for this, he was not a member of the original Golden Dawn, but he was a member of what's called the Stella Montatina, which is an offshoot of the fragments of the Golden Dawn. But we are certainly indebted to him for having preserved what he did for us. Now, among those trips is something called opening the watchtower, which happened to be an Enochian ritual. Fantastic trip. Anybody who's ever done it automatically recognizes that this is power. And as Don Juan says, that is the whole trip of the magician, to find and master power. So I feel that those people who have said that since it says in the Book of the Law, ritual of the Old Time are black, therefore you can't study anything, are simply misinterpreting the facts. The Book of the Law speaks in many, many dimensions. It speaks in many, many realities. But one thing it never does, in my opinion, or at least the part I've been able to discover, it never tells you to be stupid. It never tells you to confine yourself from the learning of knowledge. That is for Horenzon, restriction beyond a Horenzon, you see. And so therefore, I feel that anything that teaches us is good. And anything that restricts us is bad. This is my basic position, and if anybody wants to correct me, they can try.
Is there any reason why we can't develop our own rituals?
As a matter of fact, I would like to one of these nights read a letter from Alistair Crowley to me in which he says quite specifically, spontaneous rituals are always the best. And he also says very specifically, don't worry, don't let yourself get hung up as to whether or not any particular word of an ancient ritual is the core. Oh, you know, the correct pronunciation. It says that way lies paranoia. And you'll soon discover, if you do this, that you can't do anything. Right. It's better to create your own spontaneous rituals than to worry about ancient rituals. But if you do ancient rituals, do them and don't worry about it. And I agree with him completely.
And in a sense, the term that the rituals are dead or abhorrent or lost is, you can interpret that as saying that the life has gone out of them. Mm. It doesn't mean the form has to be changed in every instance.
Yeah. Well, I could be difficult at this point. Bill, since you're playing devil's advocate, I'll play devil's advocate and point out that Crowley would discover in his initiate trip that Osiris was a black god. Now, of course, we're dealing in very difficult inner realms of planes of existence. And therefore, to say that the rituals of the old time are black is a compliment.
Mm-hmm. And for that matter, without a certain type of restriction, there is no form.
Exactly. In other words, you have to have structure before you can have procedure. And that is what ritual is all about.
An ancient ritual gives you practice and knowledge to be converted to the creation of new ritual.
Indeed. So that once you have become acquainted with, as it were, your armory. For example, at one point in 93 German Street, I said to Crowley, being stupid, well, I don't quite understand how you do these things, you know. And the question had to do with the question of the fiery chariot, you know, how do you create a fiery chariot? And his answer was, well, once you have committed like 777 to memory, blazing in your astral, trip, then all you have to do is simply reach out and pick up any instrument or weapon you want and use it. And if you find yourself in an impossible situation, you simply call yourself a fiery chariot and get out of it.
On the 19th of July, some of our friends brought over a record in which Crowley was reading some of his poetry. The quality of this recording is less than is to be desired, but it is Crowley's voice, and perhaps you'll like to hear it.
I'm not sure this is going to work, because I can see your speed.
Well, I have a little rosy, little forward results. The sorcerer's insulting from the paladin, you said. In the starlight as we were lost in a web of silk and steel, in the memories of marble, in the world of ideals, in the presence of the roses, the fountains of the youth, where the snowy sierra soothes us with the breezes and the dew. In the starlight as we tremble from a loss to a threat, and the dawn came warm upon us in our pagan allegory. Was the banished Narbona too seductive? Did you feel through the silence and the softness all the tension of the steel? In your hands full of roses, and my flesh was full of thorns, and the midnight came upon us worth a million crazy morns. Ah, my gypsy, my Gitana, my Celia, where you prayed for the dance to turn to only, oh, sunny land of Spain. My Gitana, my Celia, more delicious than a dance, with your hair flaming roses and your lips and mighty mouth. Shall I see, shall I kiss you once again? I wonder far from the sunny land of summer, through the icy polar star. I shall find you, I shall have you, I am coming back again from that certain fog to seek you in the sunny land of Spain. I shall find you, my Gitana, my Sevilla, and the world with your hair flame over roses, and your body gay with gold. I shall find you, I shall have you in the summer in the south, with our passion in your body and our love in your mind. when will thou worship be the world a slave of you? Mighty father, mighty Tamiya, I am coming back to you.
Same.
The pentagram,
yeah,
dedicated to Henry Ford. In the era of the primal force, in the door of terrestrial birth, man mastered the mammoth and horse, and man was the lord of the earth. He made him an hollow skin from the heart of an holy tree. He compassed the earth therein, and man was the lord of the sea. He controlled the vigorous steam, he harnessed the lightning for hire, he drove the celestial team, and man was the lord of the fire. Deep mouthed from their throne, deep speaking, the choir of the eons declare the last of the demons defeated. The man is the lord of the air. Arise, O man, in thy strength, the kingdom is thine to inherit, till the high gods witness at length that man is the lord of his spirit.